Psalm 110 says, God will make your enemies your footstool. What do you do with a footstool? You put your feet up on it. It indicates a position of rest. When we face difficulties, too often we take matters into our own hands. We get all worked up, thinking they did me wrong. I'm going to pay them back. I'm going to straighten them out. Or the medical report is not good. We can't sleep at night. We're so uptight, so stressed out. But if you want God to make your enemy your footstool, you have to be still and know that He is God. When you're upset, trying to force things to happen, God is going to step back and let you do it on your own. It takes faith to say, God, I know you're fighting my battles. I know you will make my wrongs right. You promised it would all work out for my good, so I'm going to keep my joy and stay in peace. When you put your feet up, so to speak, and rest, God will take those things that seem as though they're over you, those things that are holding you back, and He will bring them under your feet. He will turn them around and make your enemy your footstool. When something is a footstool, you could say it serves you. It makes your life easier. That's the way God is. When you stay in peace, God will take what's meant for harm and use it to your advantage. Let's make it practical. Maybe at work this week or on the job site, somebody is not treating you right. They're playing politics, not giving you the credit you deserve. Don't get upset. Just keep being your best each day. Stay on that high road. Your job is not to straighten people out. Your job is to stay in peace. When you're in peace, God is fighting your battles. When you're at rest, God will make your enemies your footstool. This is what happened with Joseph. He was betrayed by his brothers, sold into slavery, then falsely accused by Potiphar's wife, sent to prison for something that he didn't do. Joseph didn't get upset. He didn't try to pay people back. He didn't hold a grudge. He stayed in peace. He stayed on the high road, and God turned it all around. The people who did Joseph wrong ended up working for him. His brothers, the same ones who betrayed him, came back and bowed low before him. Because he stayed in peace, God made his enemies his footstool. Here's what I've learned. God will vindicate you better than you can vindicate yourself. If you will let God do it His way, it will be bigger, sweeter, more rewarding, more honoring. God can take the very people who are trying to push you down, the people that are trying to make you look bad. He can use them to promote you. In the scripture, Haman tried to push down Mordecai, who was Esther's cousin. He disrespected Mordecai, didn't give him the time of day, tried to make him look bad. But one day, the king told Haman to get a royal robe, put it on Mordecai, and march him up and down through the streets, announcing to everyone what a great man Mordecai was. Of all the people the king could have chosen to do that, it just so happened that he chose Haman to honor Mordecai, the very one who was trying to make him look bad. That's what happens when you let God do it His way. That boss at the office who's not giving you the credit, don't worry about it. You're not working under people. You're working under God. God is keeping all the records. Perhaps instead of you working for that boss, one day that boss may be working for you. Stay in peace. God can make your enemies your footstool. I have a friend who worked for a company for many years. He always gave it his best, but for some reason the owner of the company didn't like him. Even though the young man was bright and talented, the owner wouldn't take his opinion, wouldn't really give him the time of day. But as was true of Joseph, this young man didn't get bitter. Didn't try to prove to everyone who he was. He just stayed on the high road, kept being his best day after day. Eventually, his boss fired him. This young man went out and started his own real estate company and became extremely successful. He never thought much more about his former boss. He didn't have any ill will toward him. But God is a God of justice. He doesn't forget about what you are owed. You may let it go, but God doesn't let it go. He's going to make sure you get exactly what you deserve. Several years later, his former boss was downsizing the company and needed a new building to move into. It just so happened that the building the boss really wanted was owned by this young man. When he walked in and saw the young man he had fired and knew that he was the owner and had to negotiate with him, he nearly passed out. Now the former boss treated the younger man with the utmost respect. He listened to every word that he said. Today, that former boss is paying rent to the young man he once fired. That's God bringing justice. That's God making your enemies your footstool.